Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Untuk hatiku Listeners, today's music quarter present a song from Feby Putri. Feby Putri Nilam Cahyani, better known as Feby Putri, is an Indonesian solo singer from Makassar, South Sulawesi, who was born on February 5, 2000. Her single, Halu, was released in 2019 on July 26, 2024, and Feby released her latest single entitled Tangan Tangan Ucap Perpisahan. In its production, Feby Putri collaborates with musician Iga Masardi as producer. Through this single, she tries to capture moments from steps in life. It reminds her of the moment when she had to leave home to pursue her dreams, leaving the place where she grew up. It is a personal single for Feby Putri about home, especially her mother. The song is presented to all of us who have left or being left behind. Listeners, this is Feby Putri with Tangan Tangan Ucap Perpisahan.
Rangkaian kata menyisakan pikiran lancang dan tak karuan, bagaimana menaklukkan tangan tangan yang ucapkan perpisahan. Sampai jumpa di waktu lain dan dipertemukan.
Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata. Sangat cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini terlalu luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, da 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 da. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. The beauty, beauty is you, and the beauty is you, and the beauty is you.
Located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Rangsang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Rangsang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Selat Rangsang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Rangsang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, new day, right? New innovation, new activity maybe, and new hope. But listener, whatever you are doing right now, just make sure that you are in a good condition, you are in healthy body, I mean, you are in fit condition, I mean, so that you are able to conduct your daily activities very well and comfortably. Well, to all of you who are listening to our program, I also believe that with full of, you know, Indonesian music, information, and even social culture compiled as our feature, and even our special interview that we like to accompany you listeners. But we also, you know, I'm so sure that by doing your daily activities, this can also make your life better than before. This can also improve about your capabilities and even skills that maybe you want to reach about your goals. Well, listener, talking about wise word, yes, wise word is really important to give us such, you know, motivation and even give us such influence in order to make maybe our goals or even our you know, activities feel enjoyable and feel, you know, entertained maybe, and also full of enthusiasm that you obtained from I mean by listening about, you know, or even knowing a wise word. That's why now I would like to share you about wise word. It is from Bung Tomo. Yes, he said one can be great only when he changes the world into a better place. Yes, Bung Tomo is a national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through physical struggle and also propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youth and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity.
hati lain di hatimu. Awalnya ku bisa bertahan, namun perlahan ku di hidupku, namun kau tak pernah bisa jadi hatiku. Kini biar ku yang
bagaikan jantung ingin terus kulihat walau dari jauh. Sekarang aku pun sadari semua hanya mimpiku sendiri.
ingin bertemu.
The world usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundengan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument.
Jadi bundengan adalah sebuah seni musik tradisional Jawa.
Bundengan is Javanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called koangan and called betet in East Wonosobo. The Javanese traditional instrument has developed especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos, which are coated with slumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past, it became media of entertainment. According to its function, koangan is also used as tools for shelters and for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of bundengan, which looks like shell, possesses some questions. One of them is why people call the instrument bundengan.
Disebut bundengan awalnya karena setelah dari
it is called bundengan because from koangan name it contains of instrument and it sounds is buzzing. So it's called bundengan. If Javanese people mention that buzzing is called bundeng, the instrument has high pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan. And there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong. Alon praune wus nengah, siap yuk ya banyu pinela, ora cemu-cemu karo mesem guyu, ilang ake rasa lunga lesu, aten jawi lemas jebul wesore kiting kelopok katon ngawi-awi
kayu kani peti bali bayi sini sesu eso tu mandang nyambut kawin anglian numpa perahu layar intin no minggu ke pari wisoto
The simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely bundengan. After exploring the instrument entertained not only the farmers but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengeran.
In the past it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. Itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument, it is string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket string stairs on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick. Then it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundengan. Bundengan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, a lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mr. Toifi, explained about bundengan.
Alat bundengan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundengan instrument consists of some elements. One bowl or koangan, which is plated by bamboo frame to form it like bow. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundengan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundengan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Benih kebencian kau tanam. pikirin. Hujan gerimis aja, ikan lele ada kumisnya.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit...
What is this food?
Its main ingredient is snail, but it ain't escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood, the typical food of Riau,
Indonesia.
Here is Newsline. Several figures who were scheduled to be inducted in the first cabinet reshuffle carried out by President Prabowo Subianto arrived at the Presidential Palace Complex on Wednesday. They included Brian Yulianto, who has been selected to replace Satrio Sumantri Brojonegoro as the Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology. Indonesian Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Satrio Sumantri Brojonegoro announced his resignation from his current post on Wednesday. According to Brojonegoro, when met by reporters at his office on Wednesday, he went to the State Secretariat Ministry to submit his resignation letter as Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology. That's a news line.
Indonesia,
special culinary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called colenak but peyem digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is sape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut. No preservatives, mind you.
Aku cinta kamu belang, baby. Aku cinta kamu belang, baby. Aku cinta kamu belang, baby. Aku cinta kamu belang, baby.
I'm so into you, baby, you so beautiful. I got amazing, you the one that got me feeling clinical. Mistakes I made a few, but I know I could be a better man. Only if you give me chance, baby, let me prove. I wanna make you my wifey, share my lifey. We could talk about anything, baby, we could share the view. Relationships ain't perfect, and I know I ain't perfect, but I could perfectly tell you that you make me feel so good. I just wanna tell you the way you came in my life. Now I believe in miracles. Use an angel from heaven, came down to save me from seven. Now I know in life anything is possible. I'm so proud.